Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Despite concerns over travelers coming to the coast, the city of Florence has been doing a pretty good job in operating over the past several months, according to Mayor Joe Henry. Henry said that Florence seems to have good practices in place for the most part. There's been a constant influx of visitors over the past several months, and the pace does not seem to be slowing. He says best practices will continue to keep the community safe.
Well, I actually believe that we can enjoy our community and still stay safe if we all follow the guidelines.
Mayor Henry was asked about the city's responsibilities during the pandemic. He said the most important work the city does is not to try to enact new policies over and above what the direction of the state and local authorities provides, but to keep things moving.
90% at least of the mission of the city of Florence is to provide essential services.
He says despite the pandemic, the city has done a great job in moving forward. COVID-19 tests statewide are getting close to the 500,000 mark as numbers of positive cases continue to be steady. To date, there are currently 19,366 confirmed or presumptive cases across the state, and the virus has claimed two more lives as of yesterday. A 71-year-old man from Marion County and a 50-year-old man from Multnomah County are the latest to be added to the toll. Lane County has added five more cases and none for the Florence area. This Thursday evening, the boards of Cayusa Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance District will meet virtually to review the strategic initiatives, goals, and objectives of their 2015 and 2016 SVFR and WLAD strategic plans, respectively. The workshop will begin via Zoom conferencing at 5 p.m. Thursday. The public is invited to attend. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has launched its latest promotion, bringing back Sammy the Sea Lion. Executive Director Bettina Hannigan says about 30 chamber businesses are participating in the promotion. Shoppers will have until Labor Day to find Sammy and get their passports stamped. Completed passports will be eligible for gift certificates. Winners will be drawn at random from completed passports. There is one prize of $100, two $50 prizes, and four $25 prizes. Shoppers have until September 9th to turn in their passports. The date for completion of the Revision Florence project has been moved until later this month. According to project manager Megan Messmer, the monuments that will adorn the entry to Old Town on Maple Street are still being completed.
As they put them together, they realized they wanted to adjust and add additional lighting to that wording on the monuments. And then with COVID, of course, some of those components are delayed.
Messmer says they have not gotten an install date yet, but believe that word will come down soon and the project should be completed by the end of August. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020.